Although it's relatively uncommon, a condition called chronic idiopathic pruritus is one of the most difficult types of itching to treat because the best target for therapy remains unknown. When a person with an itchy rash goes to the dermatologist, the doctor often orders a skin biopsy to see what's up. But in patients with itching without a known cause, there's nothing to biopsy. Washington University dermatologist Brian Kim says sometimes people wonder if the itching is all in their heads.
It is often viewed as a wastebasket term and that there's nothing really wrong with these patients. But, you know, if it were simply, you know, psychiatric disorder or something not otherwise specified, we should try to figure out what's going on, and that's really what we've taken as our mission.
Kim runs a clinic for people with chronic itching. Amy Hsu, a medical student who works in Kim's lab, says some of the patients have eczema or some other known skin condition, but others don't.
So these patients have itch that is of unknown origin, meaning that we do a whole bunch of lab tests and we get a chest x-ray and other things on them and find that they really don't have any primary like skin conditions or other medical conditions that could be causing their itch.
Hsu is the first author on a new study from Kim's lab that analyzed skin and blood samples from patients with itching but no known cause to see whether they could find any similarities between the patients. Kim says they did find elevated levels of immune cells called eosinophils in those samples. Eosinophils usually are markers of allergic inflammation.
The thought is, could that just be secondary to scratching? It's possible. But then you look deeper in the blood and then you see profound immune defects in the blood. There is this immune dysregulation, and it's very likely that this immune dysregulation is contributing to the chronicity of the itch.
The study looked only at a small sample of patients. There were 4 in this initial study, but Kim found that certain immune system defects were common in 3 of them.
3 of them have elevated IgE, which is a marker of allergic inflammation. 3 of them have elevated eosinophils, which is another marker of allergic inflammation. What's unique about them is that they don't have a history of atopic dermatitis or other allergic disorders. And the other thing that's common to all of them is they typically don't have a rash.
Kim says the early findings suggest that when it comes to this sort of unexplained chronic itching, it isn't really all in their heads.
We've now been more routinely doing these clinical tests to identify what's going on in these patients. And in fact, we have many more patients. And what we're finding out is that the immune dysfunction is now stratifying across different defects. Some patients will have such profound defects that we've actually sent them to our colleagues in allergy and immunology, for instance.
Kim's lab is now working to make mouse models that have some of the same underlying immune defects in order to develop better treatments. His team reports on those defects in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology. I'm Jim Dryden.